Hello, listeners. This is Bala, and welcome to my podcast, Great Minds. When we think about how kids communicate, we often think about how they speak to adults. This podcast is focused on how young people speak to themselves, their internal dialogues. While children build their identity, question the world around them, and identify their strengths, how they talk to themselves play a major factor when it comes to determining the life they will lead. No one is perfect. That's why pencils have erasers. Today on July 28, 2020, I have four young girls who are here to share their internal dialogues. It's my pleasure having this podcast recorded with them. I have Reema, 6th grader, Niyati, a 5th grader, Sesha, 4th grader, and Manasvi, 2nd grader. Hello, pretty girls. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Hi, Niyati. Let me start with you. If you have to best describe you in three words, what are those?
The first word would be determined, since if there's something I want to do, I will get it done. And my second word would be funny, because I like making people laugh and stuff. And my last word, which is like a bad side of me, is impatient, because I'm probably not the most patient person you've known.
Would you be able to share a joke?
I'll try.
Sure.
Why did the astronaut go to space?
I do not know. How about others? Can you guys try?
Because he wants to go to different planets?
No.
To discover new things?
No.
To explore space?
No, it's because he needed some space.
Yeah, exactly. Because he needs some space. Mm-hmm. That's funny. Okay, how about you, Manasvi? What three words best describes you?
I'm really gritty. Because one time I went with my dad for a 2 mile running, when I only thought I was gonna run like a minute or two, but then I realized that I accidentally wrote 2 miles, and I was like so surprised on my first time. So I'm like really grit. And the second word, I would say silly, because I'm so silly that at school, I started a silly club. And the last one is a happy girl. Well, I don't really cry that much. I mean, like once in a while, but there are lots of times where I'm really happy in my life.
So what's your silliest behavior that people make fun of you?
Make fun of me mostly.
They make fun. But what's that? What's the silliest behavior that you have?
Well, I try to do a cartwheel in a funny way, but then people start laughing at me.
That's okay. Why do you need to fit in? You can stand out.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. How about you, Sesha?
Good morning. Thanks for having us on this podcast.
Thank you.
The three words that would best describe me are creative, kind, and brave.
Could you be able to tell us, you know, what kind of brave activity that you have done past?
Once at school, I was doing the monkey bars and I fell down. Normally we're not supposed to do the monkey bars at Alphabest, but I was allowed to once, and I fell down and everybody was so worried, but like I just got a scrape or something, and everybody was super worried that I fell, but I was brave, and I just went past it. So whenever I get hurt, I don't make a big deal about it.
Which is good. That's a good character. And hearing you guys doing brave activities, not crying, and just let it go, that's great. Thanks, Sesha, for sharing that.
Thank you.
Manasvi, do you love food?
Kind of like medium-ish, because I don't want to become fat, but yeah.
What if you could eat one food for rest of your life? What would it be?
I love that question, but can I tell two, please?
You sure? You know, two food for rest of your life. Dinner and breakfast, or dinner or lunch?
One is kind of lunch and dinner, and another is kind of like a snack. So one is blackberries. I mean, I like the juicy taste and like how it looks and stuff. And another one is idli. It's a Indian food, especially with different curries.
Great. Cool. Okay, listeners, idli is something that very famous in South Indian states, and they have different side dishes to go with idli. You should all try it. I love idli with sambar. So Sesha, Manasvi loves idli and different curries. What's your favorite food?
My favorite food is probably my mom's homemade pizza. I would be okay eating that forever.
What kind of pizza toppings would you like?
I like when my mom makes a spinach pizza.
How many of you like spinach here?
I do.
I love spinach.
Well, sort of.
Okay. So, Sesha, coming to your food question. Do you love cereals too?
Yep.
Obviously, every kid loves cereal. If you have to create a new cereal flavor, what flavor would you create?
If I had to create a cereal flavor, it would be a chocolate chip cookie dough flavor, just like the chocolate chip cookie ice cream.
Manasvi, what do you think about that flavor? Would you buy that?
I don't know. Maybe. Sort of. I don't know.
Do you love cereals?
Yeah, I love them.
Okay, so how many boxes would you buy?
Probably just 10 or something.
Do you know how much I would buy?
What?
3,455 boxes.
Why?
Don't ask me why. I just came out with that number. Okay, you buy 10, I buy 3,455. So Neeti, I know your parents must have put you in a lot of after-school activities, like swimming, singing, and different activities. What's your favorite activity, Neeti?
I like art. I love art.
What is that one thing that you do not know, but you wish you did?
I kind of wish that I could do, like, let's see. In art, whenever you see so many people doing things that you can do, like different techniques and stuff, I wish I could like be better at them.
What kind of art do you like?
I like art because you can like show how you're feeling and show kind of who you are.
So you basically use that art as a medium to express yourself?
Yeah, sometimes.
Let me ask you, if you have to express that you are sad, what kind of art would you put together?
Maybe something with tons of colors like blue.
Blue represents sadness for you?
Yeah.
How about you, Reima? How do you communicate your mood in terms of art?
Sometimes I like to draw people that they're not me, but they somehow feel the same way. So I know it happens to everybody. Like everybody feels different feelings.
So if you want to show anger, how do you draw it?
They would obviously not be very happy on their face. And maybe they'll have red clothes, because it kind of makes you feel angry.
Very good. Interesting. And we all have fear. And I have silly fears too. Even though I can swim, I'm still afraid of water and deep pools. So Neeti, what's your silliest fear that you have?
This question was super easy for me. I like sleeping with the lights on. I don't really like the dark at all. I do a lot of things with the light on. I'm afraid of the dark sometimes. Yeah, that's my silliest fear, the dark.
You can sleep in the daytime a lot then.
Yes.
How about you, Sesha? What's your silliest fear?
My silliest fear would probably be stuff in the wild. Like, I don't really have, like, a super big fear, but, like, in the wild, so many things can happen when you're there. And sometimes I just think, what if I'm in the wild? Like, a thousand things can happen if you're in the ocean or in the wild or even at the desert.
Why are you thinking that way? Have you gone there in the wild or in the ocean?
Yep, once. Every time we go to the beach in the ocean, I hate getting in the water, even though I know how to swim perfectly fine.
Okay, you're like me.
I guess. Once I got stuck on the waves and then I was super scared, but I didn't realize that I could just keep swimming, but I didn't want to.
Got it.
And the water's so salty and disgusting too.
It's okay. Everybody has different feelings, different tastes, different interests.
And there's fish in there too. One time when I went to the beach, I was swimming in the sea, right? And so then there's like this fish that it swims nearby my leg, and it felt so gross because it's all slimy.
So don't you guys eat fish?
Yes, but a real fish is gross because you don't know where they've been.
That's exact fish is what you're eating in your daily diet. But they will clean it.
The fish I eat are like cleaned and
yeah,
stuff.
They clean it and your mom will cook it. Interesting to know. So Manasvi, animals are so cute. What kind of animal do you like?
Well, I love bunnies or like rabbits because I love their cute faces. And they like hop really big. Sometimes they even go in people's backyard. And I would love to look at other people's backyard. Because lots of the bunnies and rabbits come in my backyard.
Okay, I see a nosy person here. if you were an animal, Manasvi, what animal would you be?
Well, I would be a rabbit or a bunny.
So you can go to the next door backyard?
Yeah, I can go anywhere.
You can go anywhere, exactly. But you should be careful in crossing the street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bunnies get hit by the car.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. Isn't that sad?
I know, sometimes. But I also know that bunnies could jump really high because I saw one in my backyard. So then I thought about it. Maybe bunnies can jump over cars so they might not get hurt that much.
That's an interesting creative idea. When you become a bunny, why don't you teach them?
Yeah, maybe.
Sometimes people hate bunnies because those comes and eat all our vegetables in the backyard.
Yeah, well, I know, they eat mine a lot. But they're so cute. My dad always scares them away, but then I always say, I try to hit him on his back because I'm really mad.
My dad does that too.
Okay. Rayma, what do you want to become? Well, if you were an animal, what would you be?
I think I want to be a bird.
Why is that?
So I can just fly anywhere I want to, and if I want to be with people, I can fly over. But if I need some alone time, I can just fly over to the next tree.
Manasvi wants to look at the next door neighbor, the backyard. You can look at the whole house. So, Seisha, every birthday, we blow the candle and make a wish. If you were to ask three wishes, what would be that?
My first wish would to have a dog. My second wish would be to go to school physically and not virtually. And my third wish would be to have the superpower of foresight.
How about you, Rayma? What are the three wishes that you would...
The three wishes I would have? My first wish would be that probably I would be really rich. Then I could help a lot of people with the money I got. My second wish would also be to be able to go to school, because since we can't go to school like face to face, I can't do my I can't take my violin classes. And my third wish would be that we could live back in my old house, because it has this huge tree and every summer there's such pretty flowers on it.
Wow. Is it in Texas, the old house?
Yeah, it's still in Frisco, and in fall all leaves fall and they're huge.
Wow. Why don't you ask your dad to plant a tree like that in your current backyard?
don't know. He tried to find one, but a few weeks back, there was this huge thunderstorm, but it only lasted like 5 minutes. But one of those first tree branches that a tree grows, it broke off. So now the tree looks kind of funny.
Trees will grow.
I know.
Grow back.
Kind of weird.
But still, I understand. So you talked about having a lot of money, becoming rich. So if you started a business, what type of business would it be?
Well, if I started a business, it would be a business that taught people of all ages to like draw or do art. There would be like different classes depending on what type of drawing you want to do, like still life or acrylics. And it would also be an important business because it would help people be more creative, because being creative helps you connect with other people and ideas. It also helps you keep your mind healthy, and it's useful when you're in a new situation because you don't know how to get out of it unless you use your creativity and make a solution.
Exactly.
And if you're really stressed out, drawing will make you feel better because you can do whatever you want. And it's a really good, it's a really great way to spend time, and it helps you think.
Great. So, Neeti, you talked about art and your interest in art. What is creativity for you?
Creativity to me is like how you, just like Rima, like get out of a situation in your own creative way. And also, how like you can express yourself with how creative you are. Like, let's just say one day you don't know how to talk or something. Then the only way you can get out of that situation is if you can express yourself in a different way.
Think a creative way to let it go.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you a creative question to all of you. If you could have a superpower, what would it be? Sesha, why don't you start?
I guess I'll say a different superpower this time. If I had a superpower, it would be to time travel, because then I can go back in time, I can go forward in time, I can technically go anywhere in time.
How about you, Manasvi?
I was going to say the same thing as Sesha, actually.
So time travel? You go into the future or you go into the history?
I would go to my future. I want to see how I look when I grow big.
How about you, Neeti? If you have a superpower, what would it be?
I would want to have the superpower. Well, I like Seisha's, but if I would say a different one, I would do to see the future so I can fix up any mistakes or anything, really. Fix up whatever I do or just see how I am in the future.
Why do you want to fix? You know, you be yourself. You know, that's our nature, right? Everybody is different. Meaning the other person can think it's a mistake, but for you, it's not a mistake. Why do you want to fix it?
If it was something like really bad, like something where
you hurt somebody.
Yeah, or something would happen to like my sister or something.
Got it.
Like that.
Got it. Maybe it's the big sister attitude that you always think that whatever you do to your younger sister, it's a mistake. Is that the case?
Sometimes.
Don't worry. It's not. So you all will grow up, understand that you didn't make any mistakes, that you need to fix it.
Yeah.
Girls, thank you so much for your time. I thoroughly enjoyed your presence and the joy you brought into the show.
Thanks again for having us.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Thank you. Listeners, there is a voice inside you that whispers all day long, I feel this is right for me, or I know that this is wrong. We all have conscience. Please listen to yours. Always ask yourself, is this what my best look like? That one question alone will change your entire life. Thanks for listening, and I'll meet you in my next podcast.